Worldwide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning to you in the clubhouse. Welcome. It's August 25th, 2012. It's a gorgeous day outside. And in the clubhouse, joining us this morning, Ron Cyrak, Executive Editor, Golf World Magazine. We just got some news in. European Ryder Cup skipper Jose Maria Olazabal has named fellow Spaniard Miguel Angel Jimenez as his fourth vice captain for next month's match against the United States. And yeah, Jimenez said, you know, Seve Ballesteros, Jimenez was Seve's right-hand man about 15 years ago at Valderrama. And he said, Seve woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning for talks, and he hopes Olazabal doesn't have the same thing in mind. I can totally agree with that. Welcome to the show, Ron Cyrak.
Miguel Angel Jimenez on the squad. It means a lot of good red wine and a lot of good cigars.
A lot of good cigars. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to the Ryder Cup. And the news that broke at the beginning of this week, I was really hesitant because Ron Cyrak's on vacation. And I was about to say, you know, being on vacation, I had no idea. And maybe then all of a sudden, I hear that Augusta has accepted or invited two women to be members. I thought, okay, this is it. I'm so glad you're on the show. So many times in my mind, I remember hearing you say something to the effect of, come the spring, I expect there will be women wearing green jackets. Did you not say that?
Yeah, I thought today would announce that when the club reopens in the middle of October. I mean, there's been a sense of inevitability about this for 10 years, really, since the Martha Birch stuff. But, the reason that Augusta is an all-men's club, or was an all-men's club, is because it's a CEO's club. And what this reflects is the way that the world's changed around us. CEOs used to be an all-boys club. And that's changed. There are a lot of women that run corporations now. And when Ginni Rometty became the CEO of IBM, one of the sponsors of the Masters and Augusta National, it sort of became crystal clear at that point that Augusta was going to have to change its policy and let some women in.
Okay, to the regular people of the world, you know, those who do two jobs a day to make hopefully $50,000 a year, why is this significant?
Well, I think it's significant because it's a reflection of the way the world's changed around us. Women are running corporations. Augusta is a place where business is done, where important people rub elbows with each other. And I think it's a step in the right direction that way to let women in. But I think more importantly, in my mind, and I felt this way from the very beginning, from when Martha Burke first brought this stuff up, Supreme Court says private clubs can have restrictive policy if they are strictly private clubs and make no money off the public. For 1 week a year, Augusta makes an enormous amount of money off the public. So I always thought there was a little bit of a flaw there. The second thing is, Augusta National Golf Club functions as a quasi-governing body in the game of golf. It's very involved in growing the game program. Billy Payne, the chairman's speech during his press conference this year, was entirely about growing the game. It's on the board of directors of the first tee program. How you can say that you are for growing the game and at the same time leave out half the population of the country from your membership seem to be sending contradictory messages. I think it's important for that reason.
Okay. I totally understand. By the same token, I wonder, you know, how much of an impact will this have on actually growing the game? I mean, it doesn't seem like having women as members is really going to have that much of an impact on the growth of the game of golf. Do you see it differently?
No, it's not going to have an impact. It just takes away a little bit of the hypocrisy for Augusta National saying that they want to grow the game, and yet we're not going to let the women to their club. That seems to be sending contradictory messages. I have no problem with Pine Valley and Garden City Men Club and other clubs that are strictly private clubs, Burning Tree. They want to have their policies that have restrictive membership policies, and they're totally private. That's fine with me. They're not involved in the governing of the game and the managing of the game the way Augusta National is.
All right. And now this also...
I mean, remember, there's another thing to remember in here is that when the PGA Tour and the LPGA established their policies 20 years ago that they would not hold any tournament on golf courses that had restrictive membership, Augusta was grandfathered in. They were the only course on either the men's or the women's tour that was allowed to be grandfathered in with a restrictive membership policy.
Ron Sarek, Golf World Executive Editor, you just answered the question I was going to ask, because I was going to say this gets the PGA Tour off the hook for...
This gets a lot of people off the hook. That's exactly a great point, is that really Augusta had less to lose in all this than IBM did, because with Ginni Rometty, with the woman as their CEO, they had to explain to their shareholders, to their board of directors, why they were violating their own human resources policy. It gets the PGA Tour off the hook. It gets anybody doing business with them off the hook. It gets a lot of CEOs. There's a lot of CEOs who are Augusta members who are breathing easier right now, because they probably had board of directors saying to them, "Do you really think it's good for you to be a member of an all-men's club? And aren't we going to have some problems down the road with this?"
Yeah, okay. Now, I thought it was really interesting that Hootie Johnson came out and said, "I was the one that nominated Darla Moore." Wasn't it Hootie Johnson who went up against Martha Burke and said, "Not at the end of a bayonet will you force me?"
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts? You think he wanted to do it sooner but decided? I mean, this is a club, from what I understand, that back in the 50s, actually the all-powerful chairman told the told President Dwight Eisenhower, "You are out of order, sir. This meeting is adjourned."
I always thought Hootie Johnson's an interesting man, and he and Darla go way back because they're both involved in finance in South Carolina. My feeling all along was that Hootie wanted to bring a female member into the club, and it was when Martha Burke confronted him that he did not want it to look like he was being forced into doing it. Hootie comes from that interesting generation of sort of New South politicians, the sort of Jimmy Carter generation, Tom Cousins, the guy who saved East Lake Golf Course. These are all guys in the mid-60s during the Civil Rights Movement decided that segregation was bad for business, was bad for the economy. You know, I'm not saying that they morally believed it was wrong, but they believed that for the South to grow, for the South to become an international economic force, it had to desegregate, and that those laws were bad. And those visionaries, and Hootie was one of those, and as I said, Jimmy Carter was one, Tom Cousins was one. They looked ahead, they saw the future, and they supported getting rid of discriminatory rules and laws. And I do think that Hootie, 10 years ago, was very, very, very close to inviting a woman in when he had his dust up with Martha Burke. And then at that point, he had to stick to it.
You basically said, that's it. We need to thank the sponsors who make this show possible. We'll be back with Ron Sarek, executive editor of Golf World Magazine. We're going to talk about the FedEx Cup, the Ryder Cup, and the CN Women's Open right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, and sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, it's Alakai Mechanical. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr. Bordered by Emerald Green Mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Also brought to you by Discount Furniture Warehouse, offering a wide range of furniture to complement your island lifestyle. 345 North Nimitz Highway, visit HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com. Discount Furniture Warehouse, where the prices are so low, it's insane. And by Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business or special event. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
All right, we seem to have lost the connection with Ron Sarek. We're going to try to reconnect with him. The FedEx Cup, some of the players not participating in it, Jason Duffner, for instance, didn't start off the week. I find that fascinating. Here we have the FedEx Cup, and these guys are supposed to be completely into this event, This is an event that's going to determine the FedEx Cup winner. We've also got the question of whether this field should be shortened. Ryder Cup picks coming up. These guys have to prove themselves in the next couple of weeks. And at the CN Women's Open, Yanni Sen had her great 66 on the first day, followed with a 75. I feel like I'm watching Tiger Woods. Lydia Ko is 15. She's amazing. There's so much going on in the world. And speaking of women, Ron, a final question I have about Augusta. You know, with Arnold Palmer being a member, Jack Nicklaus, do you think they'll invite someone of the stature of an Annika Sorenstam to be a member now?
I think that's the next thing that they got to do. Is, I mean, I was in favor of the idea of having the first female member be a player, be somebody like a Julie Yingster or a Nancy Lopez, you know. I thought Louise Suggs, who was one of the founding members of the LPGA, would have been a good choice. She knew Bob Jones, played golf with Bobby Jones. But yeah, if they get somebody like Annika or as I said, Julie Yingster would be great choices. Beth Daniel, I do think that would be the next step, is to honor one of the great LPGA players by getting them in there. I also wouldn't mind seeing Augusta National be a Solheim Cup venue somewhere down the road. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes, that would be. Yeah, well, we're on the same wavelength, because that was my follow-up question, was do you think they will let the women play an event there? And that Solheim Cup would be absolutely perfect. Now, on women's golf and watching Yanni Sen, you know, so excited about having that 66, follows with a 75. Your thoughts on that?
You know, I think whatever's going on with Yanni is entirely off the golf course stuff. You know, whether it's distractions of the fame that she's all of a sudden has, whether there's personal things going on we don't know about, but it doesn't seem to be technical, it doesn't seem to be mechanical. It seems entirely to be something is causing her focus to shift. And this has really surprised me. I didn't see this slump coming. She started the year by winning, I think she won three of her first five tournaments. She won back-to-back early in the year, mm-hmm. and then boom, she just was dreadful in the two majors, the LPGA Championship and the U.S. Open.
It was surprising. I feel like it's kind of like Tiger to me, watching him. He's got it, and then he wants it so bad to prove that he can do it again that he loses it. I feel like Yanni, I think she said something like, I wonder if I'll ever be that good again. I mean, goodness gracious, I can't imagine feeling, after having such dominance and feeling so in control and so powerful and so within your game, and then to lose it and think that maybe you'll never get it back again. Very difficult for the casual fan. We were kind of latching on to Yanni, Stacey Lewis. It's difficult for people to rally around a tour when they don't know that much about it. Who do we follow? How do the casual fans get excited about the LPGA?
That's a real problem for them right now. And, you know, you need players like Yanni. You need dominant players for other players to play off of. I think all the individual sports, golf, tennis, boxing, all do better when there is a king of the hill and everybody's trying to knock that person off the throne. And LPGA, they've had the best player in the world quit on them twice within less than 2 years, you know, when first Annika and then Lorena walked away. And that's a problem. The other thing it wouldn't hurt the tour for a great American player to emerge. You know, we've talked about this before. The last American to be player of the year in the LPGA was Beth Daniel in 1994. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, it certainly is. FedEx Cup. I threw out there, you know, the thing about, I think, of the playoffs is being, you got to be in all of the events leading up to the actual 30 guys playing for the FedEx Cup. Now, Jason Duffner chooses not to play. It seems kind of, I don't know, it seems like it makes the FedEx Cup not as significant.
And Sergio Garcia has already announced that he's not playing next week at the Deutsche Bank, because he wants to focus, for the same reason that Duffner is saying that he wants to focus on preparations for the Ryder Cup, which tells you two things. One, that the Ryder Cup is really, really, really important in the lives of all these guys. The other thing it tells you is, there's still a flaw somewhere in the structure of the FedEx Cup that you can skip an event, And essentially, you could skip an event and still have a chance to win. Jim Furyk did that in 2010 when he won the FedEx Cup and didn't play one of the events because he was a DQ for oversleeping.
Yeah, I remember that. Exactly. Yeah. So should the field be shortened?
I don't know what it is. To me, it feels like too many people get in. It feels like not enough people are cut moving along the way. What do we go from 125 to 170?
Yes.
So, you know, you're not really trimming all that much fat from that going in. Then you get the significant cut when you go from 70 to 30, and that's a good number in there. But there's got to be a way, there's got to be a greater penalty if you skip one of the events.
I think so, too. Tiger Woods scared us completely. Yesterday, he's hobbling around. I'm thinking, gosh, his knee's gone on him. Then to find out he slept on a soft bed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Tiger has many nicknames among players out there, and one of them is Austin, for how good of an actor he can be sometimes. When Tiger has a little pain thing going on, he makes sure everybody knows about it.
All right, so he's playing better than Rory McIlroy. But he doesn't, in the last first 2 days, and have no idea what he's doing yet. They haven't started playing yet. What was your feel? Did you get to see any of that while you're vacationing, any of the play?
Well, look, here's my evaluation of where I think Tiger stands right now, which is, and this explains to me his weekend problems. And if you look at it, his scoring average on the weekend is almost 3 full strokes higher than his scoring average on Thursday, Friday. His game from 150 yards in is nowhere near as good as it used to be. He doesn't putt with the reliability, the sense of inevitability that he used to. And how many times do you see him miss a green with a wedge in his hand or not get it close? Hit it to 25 feet instead of 8 feet. What was once the greatest short game this side of Seve Ballesteros was just not as good as it once was. I'm not sure what the explanation is for that.
Yeah. Feel? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there is a school of thought out there that that excessive working out can have negative impact on feel. You know, I mean, that's
the big muscles
to consider. Yep.
Yeah, working on those big muscles, you lose the touch with the little muscles, and you know, pretty soon you've thrown everything off. Absolutely, I feel that's a big problem with guys that try to work out. And then they throw their complete, if losing weight, you lose too much weight, then the guy says, I can't play with this little weight, I'm going to gain weight back. And they start playing again. So it's center of gravity, your balance, it's so many factors come into play with the body and how it responds. Hunter Mahan misses the cut today.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's huge for him because he's in that mix of, you know, there's 4 captain sticks of the U.S. Ryder Cup team. And I pretty much figure that Steve Stricker and Jim Furyk are locked. They're gonna make it. I thought that Hunter Mahan would be the third one, and then we'd have sort of a scramble for that fourth one. Maybe Ricky Fowler might be in the mix there. Maybe Brant Snedeker would be in the mix there. But that's a blow to his Ryder Cup camp.
I think so too. I thought, you know, Steve, like you said, Stricker, Furyk, Mahan. Okay, and then the question is Ricky Fowler because he's such a cute kid.
Well, that's it. I mean, you know, Ricky from the marketing point of view, you want him on the team, that's for sure.
Yeah, and Brant Snedeker, because he's really good.
Yep. I mean, you got to wonder how badly is Hunter hurt. The fact that he's been there before helps him, you know.
Yeah. Interesting. On the European side, the big question was, you know, Patrick Harrington. Should Paddy be on the team for the Ryder Cup? And your thoughts?
Well, I think he's pretty much answered that. You know, he's been he's playing on, and it's hard. I mean, sure, he's been off form for a couple of years now, and that's because he's an obsessive tinkerer with the golf swing. This guy has won 3 major championships, you know, and it's a guy with Ryder Cup experience. Seems like
you would think. I mean, certainly he deserves to be on, but has he been playing well enough? I suppose is the big question, and we'll know the captain's picks. These guys have what this weekend and next weekend to prove it, and then from what I understand, there's going to be a huge party at NASDAQ, and the Ryder Cup captain will be there for the news conference live in New York City. It's going to be just a whole bunch of fun. And another question was posed when Patrick Harrington was on the podium and people were asking. He gave the impression that the Europeans care more, that Olafabel would not make it an emotional decision when the victory, the European Ryder Cup victory, was at stake, that he would only think about what is good for the team. Do you think Europe cares more about the Ryder Cup victory than the U.S.? I think we've lost Ron. It's the connection. I'm so sorry.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay. I do think the Europeans feel that it's the fifth major championship for them. This is one of the reasons I think Europe does so well in the Ryder Cup. But there's two reasons. One, they play with a healthy chip on their shoulder. They can win it nine times in a row. They'll still come in thinking they're the underdog.
Okay.
And the other thing is, they embrace the week. The Europeans view the Ryder Cup week like it's a week-long fraternity party, and the Americans go in like it's root canal surgery. You know, the Americans go in much more tense, much more not enjoying the week. I just think that the Europeans still think that they are not given their due by American fans, probably by American media, and they play really hard for that reason.
Yeah. Okay. Two things come to mind that I wanted to ask. Tiger Woods he's smiling an awful lot. He's a real buddy. Is this the new Tiger? Is this the actor you're talking about?
Yeah. You know, he's tried this before. It doesn't last very long. You know, I mean, you know, he's got to be who he is to play the way he is. I think he's trying to soften his image a little bit more because, you know, he's still down six pretty big endorsement deals that he's lost since the scandal, and they'd like to get that back. But when push comes to shove under competitive pressure on the weekend, that smile's going to go away and he's going to go back into his tunnel.
Okay. And Lydia Ko is such a bright light, 15 years old, back-to-back 68s at the CN Canadian Women's Open. She really is something. She admires Michelle Wee and Lexi Thompson, but she doesn't want to turn pro. She wants to go to college.
Well, hopefully she's learned from the mistakes of Michelle, primarily, who I always felt would have been better served, would be a better player right now if she had played more junior golf. And I think the worst thing that happened to Michelle was when she missed the cut by one stroke in that Sony Open when she was 14 years old, because it created the false impression she was that close to being as good as the men, when she still had a lot of work to do. So hopefully Lydia has looked around at the players around her. Both Yannick Sen and Lexi Thompson have taken a more traditional route to the professional game than Michelle did. They've played a ton of junior golf out there, a lot of USGA events, a lot of AJGA events, and were much more competitively battle-tested than Michelle was when Michelle turned pro. Hopefully Lydia, and more importantly, the people around Lydia, have been paying attention. And, you know, that said, we'll see how she reacts when somebody throws a truckload of money her way.
Yeah. Money. Thanks so much for being on the show with me this morning. A real pleasure talking with you, as always.
Danielle, thanks for having me.
All right. We'll talk again soon, I hope. And in the meantime, have fun with the mail when you get back to work. That's what I always look forward to, that stack that seems to take over my desk.
I'll have 2 weeks worth there. Bye-bye.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star Protection Agency. Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're in office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay. Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Pacific Links Hawaii staging and serving as the title sponsor. It's the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship coming up September 10th to the 16th. And on with us now, I'm so pleased to have J. Don Blake joining us. He's tied for second in the Boeing Classic. Welcome to the show, J. Don Blake.
Thank you, Danielle. Appreciate you having me on the show.
Absolutely, sir. Started off as a professional on the PGA Tour. Won once, gone to the Champions Tour in 2009, and you've already got two victories, including the Charles Schwab Cup Championship, the season ending in 2011. Congratulations on some really great golf during the Champions Tour. What is different about the PGA Tour Champions Tour?
Well, play the regular tour for 20 some years. You know, you learn a lot out there, and sometimes you get patience is a little bit hard to kind of control sometimes. And I think maybe with maturity, being a little bit older, and it's more relaxed out here. It's very enjoyable to play with the guys because everybody's done it for years and years. And now it's just, I mean, it's very competitive, but everybody's out here having a good time, having fun. The stress is less, but very, very competitive, like I was saying. But I think I'm able to relax and just kind of be more free with my golf game and execute some good shots and enjoy it.
Yeah, I can tell. I thoroughly enjoy the Champions Tour events, particularly coming, you know, when you're here in Hawaii and we get to go and watch you play. It's fun. It's fun following you. It's fun being around the chatter and seeing how comfortable everybody is and how you play the game so well. I mean, you guys are shooting, you know, 65s, and it's done regularly. When you come to the islands, what do you like about it here?
Obviously, you know, you got to like the climate, you know, and how do you not like going to the islands? I haven't played a lot of golf courses over the islands. We used to just go to the Hawaiian Open over there, and you know, so it's going to be kind of fun to play another course over there. You know, you're on an island. You're out there kind of away from everybody, and just very laid back, very relaxed community. People treat you very well. I mean, they're always there to help you, and everybody's just, you know, that aloha kind of personality. It's just very comfortable.
Do you find the greens very different?
Yeah, I mean, the one I have played, I know they get a little bit of a, you know, you got the mountains, you got the ocean, and you got to take that in an effect. The grass is just a little bit kind of different type of grass also. And you got to kind of make sure you know what direction the dominant break is away from the hill towards the ocean, even though the ocean's all the way around you, but there is a one dominant style of break that you have to kind of always look out for. And you know, I've heard from some guys that they said the golf course is in good shape over there, so the greens should be good. And, you know, it's everybody that I've talked to is very much looking forward to going over there and playing.
Absolutely. Kapolei is a gorgeous golf course. You're going to have a great time. They take excellent care of those greens and the fairways, of course. It's a beautiful, beautiful course. When they announced that you were going to be coming to the islands, does this work well in the schedule for you to move from where you are on the West Coast to Hawaii?
You know, I think it does. I mean, there's a very, very good time for us to have an event right at the, because after this week here, we've got 2 weeks off, and then we go to Hawaii, then we have 2 weeks off again. So that would have been a complete break of like 5 weeks of no competitive golf. And, you know, so to put that tournament right there and have that come available to be able to come over to Hawaii and play was, you know, it's a perfect little spot, kind of in the middle of a, you know, 5 week stretch. And, you know, East Coast guys, they got a long ways to fly, but West Coast, I'm, what, 5.5 hours, so it's not too bad. And, you know, and to go take a good little trip right in the middle of the season to Hawaii, you can't break, can't, you know, complain about that at all.
You bringing your family. Do you get to bring your family with you?
I'm just me and my wife are coming to this one. So it's just going to be kind of a, I guess, so-called romantic little getaway and throw some golf in there. We're going to come a little early, too. So I think we're coming over on Thursday and have a few more extra days to kind of go run around the island and see all the sights and enjoy the great weather you guys have.
Absolutely. We're excited. I mean, I was so pleased to hear that Greg Norman was going to be here, the ambassador for Pacific Links Hawaii, heading up the star-studded field. Have you met Greg?
Yeah, I have. I've met him, talked to him, a great guy. He's fun to listen to. He's got some good stories, and, you know, he's a fun guy to be around. He's got a lot of laughs. He likes to joke around, and you know, great ambassador to the tournament, and not only just the tournament, but for golf. So he's been a role model for a lot of people, and you know, it's nice that he's going to participate. We always like to see Greg out there playing. So, you know, he spurs people on. He's a very competitive golfer, and people know that, you know, when Greg comes to play, he's going to try his 110% best. So, you know, you always got to be on your toes with him in the event.
Yeah, absolutely. Markel Kavecchia, Steve Pate, Jadon Blake, Jeff Sluman, Kirk Triplett, Eduardo Romero, all at the top of the leaderboard. That's really tight over there where you're playing right now, the Boeing Classic.
Yeah, it's a good golf course. It's a very undulated up and down. They've had the greens kind of firm, making, you know, Count put up a good score yesterday at that 7-under, and the rest of us are back at 4, but it was very tough conditions to you know, really be aggressive with putts because the greens were fast. They got a lot of slope on them, and, you know, it was tough getting them close to some of the pins. A lot of our group has kept saying, I mean, are these supposed to be Friday pins or are these the Sunday pins we're using? They stuck them in all the corners and made it hard to get at. But, you know, it's nice to be up there with 4-under and a couple more days to see if I can sneak up on Calc a little bit.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, I'm a fan on Facebook, and I enjoy your Twitter comments online. It's, it's great that you participate in the social media. It's awesome. So
well,
look forward to seeing you Saturday at the, certainly, Pacific Links Hawaii, the championship. It's a $1.8 million purse with a field of 81 Champions Tour professionals. Looking forward to seeing you here.
I'm looking forward to being there and appreciate you letting me be on your show.
Absolutely. Jadon Blake, a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for taking time out of your busy morning to be with me on the show. We'll talk soon again, I hope, and maybe when you're the champion.
So.
Sounds good. Okay. Aloha. Thank you for being on.
Aloha, Danielle.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The Golf Club, sponsored by the Discount Furniture Warehouse, where the prices are so low, it's insane!
Now is the time to save some money.
The Discount Furniture Warehouse has many futons, sofas, and sectionals, bedroom sets, platform bunk beds, dining room sets, in stock now. 345 North Nimitz Highway.
And check out our website at HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com.
Where the prices are so low, it's insane!
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome in the clubhouse. My name is Danielle Tucker. And, you know, in your constant pursuit for perfection, golfers often overlook the role that vision plays in their game. Poor eyesight not only compromises your ability to read the greens, it could actually affect your posture. It can throw your head and your shoulders out of proper alignment. It can damage your swing. I mean, it throws everything off. If your posture is off, your swing's going to be off. And the one single aspect that messes up every golfer's ability to line up the target is visual distortion. And that results from the focus of your dominant eye being hindered by the bridge of your nose as you're trying to focus on a distant target. Now, all of these things can be taught to you by a professional teaching you the game of golf. But what we want to discuss today is the importance of your eyes and complete eye care. And Dr. Melanie Tantazera is in the Golf Club clubhouse. She's taking some time out of her day to talk to us about what do you do to take care of your eyes. Welcome to the show, Dr. Melanie Tantazera.
Thank you, Danielle.
It's good to have you in the clubhouse because I don't think we really take it for granted that we're able to see, of course, until you can't read anymore and you need to get eyeglasses.
That's true.
But what can we do to, you know, take care of our general eye care?
Well, I think taking care of our eyes is very similar to taking care of the rest of our body. We need adequate rest. We need to keep them fed, keep our body fed well, healthy foods, and protection, hygiene. Those are kind of the very simple basics of keeping our eyes healthy. Adequate eye examinations. An annual eye exam is very important, just like a physical examination where we get to screen you and make sure that you don't have any hidden problems that could be gradually eating away at the eyesight. There are certainly diseases that can gradually take away vision and cause blinding eye diseases, but that have no symptoms until very late in the disease. So those are things that we could start off with.
Wow. I don't think anybody realizes what you just said is so powerful that you don't even realize that you could be losing your sight, irreversibly losing your sight, because you don't even know that you've got a problem. And so you can find those things in your regular examinations?
Oh, definitely. Yes.
What do you find?
Glaucoma. And glaucoma is a disease where the pressure inside our patient's eyes is too high for the patient, for the eye, and that gradually causes loss of peripheral vision. But it can be very subtle, and early in the disease, the patient won't notice. So perhaps the ball that's getting lost very far off is getting lost because of loss of peripheral vision, but of course maybe not as well. But still, we like to check for that and catch it early, because once that vision in the periphery is gone, it's gone forever. And so we want to catch it before it causes loss closer into the center of the vision, where it really affects someone's life and really feels like there's some blindness there.
That's interesting, because I know if you've been with a friend out playing golf and they can't seem to find their ball, they hit the ball and then it goes, when you were saying about tracking the ball, if you can't see where your ball's gone and your friends and you are looking for it all the time, that's part of a possible result of glaucoma?
That's one of the possibilities, and it may not even be the most likely, but it's one of the most serious. So it makes sense to go ahead and make sure that you don't have this serious disease, because it's totally treatable and further damage is almost always preventable if caught early enough.
If you find signs of glaucoma, can that be reversed through your treatment before it becomes very serious?
Well, that's a great question. If we do catch glaucoma early enough, it's almost always treatable. And treatable means that we can keep the pressure low enough to prevent further damage. So we can stop the disease where it is. We can prevent the optic nerve, which is like a cable that takes messages from the eye to the brain and just keeps presenting all those things that you're seeing so that you can actually see them inside your brain. We prevent damage to that from happening any further, but we cannot reverse what's already been done. So that's why it's so important to catch it really early, because we want to stop it right there, and wherever we stop it is the point from which we prevent further damage. So you don't want to stop it late. You want to stop it early.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yes, and that's why it's so very important to get an eye exam. Dr. Melanie Tantazera is right on King Street, not far, right across from McKinley High School. My alma mater, by the way.
Oh,
I went to McKinley.
Wow, okay.
So when you told me where your office is, well, I know where that is. It's right across the street from McKinley High School. It's on King Street.
Exactly. Very convenient.
Yeah, it is very convenient. Excellent parking. What causes glaucoma?
What I tell my patients is think about the eye as a ball that needs to maintain its shape, and so we need something inside pushing it outwards and keeping it round, okay? And inside our eye is fluid, okay? There are actually a couple of different fluids, but one of them is called aqueous fluid, and that's what there can be too much of. This aqueous fluid is in the front of the eye, and there are two different causes of glaucoma. One can be that there's a blocked drainage system, and one can be that too much aqueous is being produced. The more common one is that the drainage system is somehow blocked, and so that then causes glaucoma, because the fluid builds up, the pressure inside the eye increases, and the weak part of the eye, that optic nerve or cable that we discussed, becomes damaged, and then we have the loss of vision. So our job is to lower that pressure or decrease the amount of fluid in the eye.
Wow. Is there something I can do right now? I have had my eyes checked. I don't have any signs of glaucoma. Is there something I can do to make sure that never happens?
Well, really, there isn't any preventative measure for glaucoma, no. So just continue to get your regular checkup so that you can make sure that you don't have to worry about it.
Is that what they're checking for, the glaucoma, when they say they're checking for your eye pressure?
Right. That is one of the ways that we check for glaucoma. We also look at your optic nerve and look for damage, because the checking eye pressure is actually a screening tool, a screening measurement for glaucoma. But actually looking at the nerve for damage is the other essential step for measuring you for glaucoma.
I think that's fascinating, the fact that you can see the optic nerve.
It is. It's a really cool thing to do.
that's amazing. It's just like going to play golf. Right. That's excellent. We're talking with Dr. Melanie Tantazera, ophthalmologist, board certified. She's at 1010 South King Street. That's right across from McKinley High School. And you can reach her at 591-9111, True Vision Center Hawaii online. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club. Yay. Poi Poo.
Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poi Pu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poi Pu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom-and-pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the bin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Hey, it's a great day at Poi Pu Bay. By the way, it's going to be a gorgeous day. Sunny, partly cloudy, passing high clouds. Scattered showers, possibly over the mountains. And just to cool us off, the high today is going to be 88. It's going to feel like 91. The trades are 15 to 25 miles per hour. Don't let it fool you. Put on sunscreen. This is one of the days that you're going to go out and you're going to go, oh, it's so gorgeous. And you're going to forget to reapply. Reapply. One of the things about glaucoma that you may not know is it strikes people with diabetes, and we have one of the highest incidents of diabetes in the world in Hawaii, and certainly in the United States. So do take care of yourself, because you want to live a long, healthy life. All right. Some of the things that are going on today include a demo day over at Poi Pu Bay on Kauai. Nike Golf and Adams Golf, both at the demo day at Poi Pu. So get over there, have some fun, and figure out what the clubs are that you'd like. And maybe you can buy one, because they always do some special pricing deals when you go to a demo day. That's at Poi Pu Bay today between 10 and 2, Nike and Adams Golf. Speaking of getting your game together and keeping track of what you're doing with your clubs, you need to know the distances, right? Well, on the phone with us now, Pete Charleston, the president of Golf Logics. He is not new to this industry of golf. Golf Logics is probably, I believe, the first GPS system developed back in 1999, introducing the handheld GPS device to golf. And so that you and I can walk around and go, yeah, I know where I am and I know where I'm going. Welcome to the show, Pete Charleston. It's good to have you on.
Hey, good to be here.
Thank you. This is Golf Logics. Is the number one app for golf. Is that correct?
It is. We were one of the first companies to launch with a smartphone-based app back in 2008, 2009.
And with this app, I can do everything from the distance to the front, to the center, to the back of the green, the distance to the hazards, to the layups. You'll even show me flyover animation of a hole.
Oh, it's incredible. And as you mentioned earlier, we started this company back in 1999, and we were the first handheld GPS device, and Garmin manufactured our device. Back then, you were so limited with what you could do with the actual device, but technology has changed so much since way back then. And now we're able to put all these great things on, on your phone, something that you're already used to using and dealing with, and we're able to continually add just incredible new features.
And the exact daily pin positions you can put those into?
Yeah, so if you have a pin sheet, if you're lucky enough to be playing a club that does have a pin sheet, you can load those in at the beginning of the day. Or if you're just out there and you're in the fairway, you're able to see, oh, that's a back pin. You can zoom right in on the green and tap right on that green where you think the pin is, and it will give you you know, not only distance to the front of the green or the back, it will also give the pin position as well.
Now, okay, this we were talking about health just a minute ago. Do you mean I can track how long the round takes? That's we should give that to every professional player on the PGA Tour. Excuse me. Let me get serious again. Can it also track the number of calories I'm burning?
Yeah, so that's a new feature we added. And, yeah, so you can punch in at the beginning of the round, whether you're walking or riding or you've got a pull cart, and you punch that in, and it tracks, you know, your height and your weight, and will predict basically how many calories you burn for the day and try to, you know, make you feel better about, you know, the fact that you just went and played golf instead of ran on the treadmill. It's a lot more fun, right?
Yes, I like it. I have downloaded this to my, my lifeline. I mean, if you get a smartphone, one thing about it is it becomes like, oh, where's my phone? So it's on my phone and I have it and I can't wait to try it out and use it. Now, what's happened, and I was trying to get you on the show for like 4 weeks, Mr. Charleston. You know, I kept thinking, gee, Zach Johnson told me that this is like the best device and he's just won a tournament. So I want to talk to these people about golf logics. It's not like you haven't been around forever. But so I made an appointment and we had a week after week. I finally figured out what the problem. It's not a problem. This is very, very exciting news. In addition to all of the things and more, I mean, it'll help you track your. Well, that's the added. Let me go back a bit. It displays the landing zones of your clubs, a digital yardage book with the hole notes and tips, all kinds of stuff. That's the free app. But what you have done is you've gotten together with Golf Digest Live, and you have maxed out this app to make it something that everybody's going to want to have. Tell us a little bit about what you've done with Golf Digest Live.
So we've been working with Golf Digest for almost a year now, and we finally launched last Thursday it's an in-app purchase within our existing Golf Logix application, and it's called Golf Digest Live. And what we've actually done is we've figured out a way to show Golf Digest 60 years of content, you know, from the masters of the game, whether it be, you know, lessons from Butch Harmon or, you know, something, tips from Ricky Fowler or Tiger Woods. And, you know, we've included that on the course. And then, you know, with little situational tips, if you kind of get stuck, I've got a plug lie, or I can't remember how to get out of a fairway bunker, to after the round, if you track your stats, it's the most incredible thing I've seen in the golf industry with respect to feedback to an amateur golfer. And, it creates this really your own magazine, you know, with your name on the front of the cover and then what course you played, and then it shows your scorecard, and then it goes into, you know, your driving accuracy, how, you know, your actual driving distance, your greens and regulation, you know, the fairways hit, and all these different items, and it actually prescribes you tips and drills based on what you did that day.
Isn't that fabulous?
It's mind-blowing. And then it actually prints out the entire article. You know, at the end, so you get short form tips and drills on what you actually need to work on based on what you did that day, not what you think you did. And then it creates these full articles that dive into the archives of Golf Digest, which is some of the best written material that's ever been done.
This is wonderful. I mean, it'll provide you with, while you're playing, rules information, videos, tips on common golf jokes, just in case.
You need to lighten it up sometimes. You know, when you're out there and you're ready to snap that club, well, you've got some funny things like the panic button, right? It's got this little button at the bottom, and you hit panic, and it's never the old magic eight ball. You know, you shook that thing up, and you never knew what you're going to get.
Yes.
Well, this is the concept here. You know, sometimes it'll say, like, hold the club like a baby bird.
Oh.
You know, then the next time, it's going to give you some funny, you know, saying from, you know, Bob Hope. You know what I mean? So you never know what you're going to get. It's meant to, like, just kind of, okay, it's not that serious. Let me just back off and, you know, kind of laugh for a second.
Yeah, have you seen the Barclays commercials with Phil Mickelson?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, those are great. Somebody snaps his club, and all of a sudden, Phil Mickelson shows up at a golf cart and says, so you're losing it, huh? Maybe we should get it back together in here. And he magically puts the club back together, and he goes, yes, Mr. Mickelson. So that's kind of what this app is going to do for you. You're not going to have Phil, but you're going to have something telling you, hey, lighten up. Get a grip or lighten your grip. So whatever. That's fun. This is for those of you, the first thing you may have thought when he said it'll give you tips and you can read this, you know, you can look at videos, maybe this plug shot, you don't know how to go from it. You're thinking, oh my goodness, now the round is going to go from 6 to 10 hours. Not necessarily, because let's say you're with people who don't want to play and don't want to stop while you watch a video. This will be available for the person after the round when they're at home, when they can kind of review everything, right?
That's right. But also on the course, we're very respectful of the traditions of golf and the speed of play. And it actually, we try not to serve up a video for you. It actually, we've condensed it into 3 quick tips.
Ah.
You know, for instance, I was on a guy's golf trip last weekend. We were playing Trump National, and it's at a match play event. And I have the worst plug line I've probably ever had, uphill, greenside bunker. And I'm like, God, how do I get this thing out of there? And I want to test our system. Of course, I plug it in there. It says situation. It says plug bunker line. It gives me 3 simple steps. You know, and it says, you know, steep swing, you know, hood the club face and swing hard, right? And so it's just 3 quick things. So I'll be damned, I didn't hit it next to the pin, but I got it out.
Oh,
on the bunker.
Yeah.
But it was really neat. It took me literally 15 seconds to pull it up, to look at it. And, you know, and I didn't hold anybody up because they were also chipping. So it was a great example how you can take advantage and learn from these shots that we don't often get every time we play. And, you know, turn something out of that.
This is really phenomenal. This is groundbreaking. This is amazing. And I understand Matt Ginella from, you know, he's the travel editor at Golf Digest. He helped a lot in putting this together.
Yeah, he's been one of our project managers over there from Golf Digest. He's been working with us from the start and, you know, has had a lot of great feedback. And as has, you know, Jerry Tardy, who is, you know, the chairman and editor-in-chief over there at Golf Digest. I mean, he is so passionate about this project and about helping the average person learn how to play better golf. People are quite often intimidated to take lessons. You know, it's if you're a 18, 20, 25 handicap, you know, you're kind of embarrassed. I'm not going to go to the range, and it's expensive. And, you know, this is a way for you to actually learn something about your game. And eventually you need to go see an instructor if you really want to get it to the next level. But this is an incredible way for you to really get some in-depth, you know, analyzing of your game and get tips and drills and go to the range and go, oh, I get it. I see what I'm doing. It's really, really neat.
Yeah, you can actually feel intelligent. This kind of gives you the basics so that when you go to, this is really important for women, okay? Women, really, seriously, women, they've done studies on us and men, and they've determined that women are much more comfortable going into a situation if they kind of know the ground rules and a little bit about what's going on. They don't like to walk into something that, and I suppose that's the case for most people, but guys are a little less intimidated. So for a woman, when she has this app, she's able to go, oh, okay, so this is something that might come up. And when I'm talking to the real professional, you know, I'll have the lingo. I'll have the language. That's one of the most important things. Knowing the language of whatever it is you're going into, and everything has a language. So you get to learn it with this particular app, and you'll have a little bit of background, a little bit more understanding of what's going on. This is, we're talking, let me backtrack a little bit because we've been going on. I've been so excited. We're talking with Pete Charleston. He is the president of Golf Logics, Inc. Golf Logics has teamed up with Golf Digest Live. Now they have this app that you put on your smartphone, and you can download it. There is going to be, for all of this information, there is a price. Not the, the basic GolfLogics app is free, and there's a 30-day trial period. So you don't have to. You can figure out if you like it. It's only $19.99. That's such a bargain for all the things that you're getting and all the things you can do. You can really download over 30,000 worldwide golf course maps.
Yeah, so basically with respect to the U.S. and Canada, we've got 99% of the courses done. I mean, I'm talking, you know, the even the executive courses, and we've got almost every course done. And then, you know, around the world, when you talk about U.K. and Australia and South Africa, I mean, we've got courses all over the world done. And if someone is going somewhere and they look up and we don't have it, generally we can get it mapped for them on request within 7 days.
That reminds me, you have free live member support teams?
We do. And unlike, you know, many of the other companies that just kind of created an app out there and just, you know, hope people buy it. I mean,
and you can't get in touch with them?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
right, okay.
Yeah, we've been around since 1999, and you know, we service a piece of hardware, which a lot of people still have our device that, you know, that we sold out there. And, you know, our customer service team is, you know, very intelligent and is able to walk everybody through any issues they're having.
Oh, okay. I'm reading all the things, all the points that, you know, I wanted to find out what it was we're going to get into here. And you've got also the ability, so I don't really need to have a scorecard. This is a multiplayer scoring. This app will keep the score for me. I mean, it won't keep the score, I assume. Maybe it will.
Huh. You know, exactly. So at the end of each hole, you can choose to do nothing and just, you know, go on and get your distances on the next hole. Or you can add your score. Or if you really want to take advantage of what we've built with this Golf Digest partnership, if you enter your scores and stats, something as simple as just saying, you know, greens and regulation, fairways hit, you know, did I hit it right or left? You know, did I have a chip? Did I have a putt? How many putts did I have? If you just do that and it takes 5 to 7 seconds at the end of each hole, the amount of information that you get back, the feedback, it's mind-blowing. I mean, you think back to, I don't know if you were ever a stat tracker, but everybody in their process of trying to get better will track, oh, you know, how many greens did I hit? How many putts? Well, that's neat. You mark up your scorecard, but what do you do with it at the end of the day? And you kind of throw your scorecard away, and you're like, okay, whatever. This gives you a way to actually learn from, you know, what you are doing or not doing out on the golf course. And when you see this magazine, it's called My Golf Digest. And when you press that button at the end of the round, it creates your own personal magazine in a PDF format. So you can actually print this out. So let's say you are on vacation in Hawaii and you know, you play one of the premier courses out there. You actually get a memento of your round, which is the scorecard. You know, all of the tips and drills and all the, you know, analyzing that this thing's done for you. And then it actually shows you a picture of each hole.
Wow.
So it's an incredible keepsake, in addition to being, you know, great for instruction.
And Golf Digest Chairman and Editorial Director Jerry Tardy said, "We've digitized the best of Golf Digest content. So for the first time, readers will create their own magazine filled with personalized tips and drills. It's no longer just Golf Digest. It's My Golf Digest. Based on..." This is me going now. I just stopped quoting him. "This is what I have done today on my round of golf and what I need to know to make my round better. It's great. This is great. Thank you so much." What can I say?
No, absolutely. And just, you know, everybody can go into, right now it's available on iPhone only with respect to the Golf Digest piece, GolfLogics. You can go into the iTunes store. You can go on our website at golflogics.com. You can go into the Android Marketplace store, and you simply click on it. Like you mentioned before, it is free, and you're able to try it for free. And then with the Digest piece, that's a 30-day free trial on that. So you're able to get these printouts and see, you know, really what we're talking about here. It will blow you away when you actually see one of these printouts, these magazines.
This is Pete Charleston. He's the president and co-founder of GolfLogics and Golf Digest with GolfLogics, the number one app for golf. put together Golf Digest Live, a combination of precise golf logics, GPS distance, and club tracking technology paired with renowned content from Golf Digest, providing you with tips, articles, videos, and first ever personalized in a magazine that is for you. It's my Golf Digest. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's a pleasure talking with you.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Sorry it took so long.
Oh, no problem. It was worth it.
Yeah, look, we got to talking to you again.
Good. Thank you.
And All right.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
The Golf Club, sponsored by the Discount Furniture Warehouse, where the prices are so low, it's insane!
Now is the time to save some money.
The Discount Furniture Warehouse has many futons, sofas, and sectionals, bedroom sets, platform bunk beds, dining room sets, in stock now. 345 North Nimitz Highway.
And check out our website at HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com.
Where the prices are so low, it's insane!
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. Okay, first of all, let's give you some tee times and some information about what's going on. The tee times that are open right now, Ko'olina, where the Builders are playing. There's a 9:44, a 10:40, and 11:12 at the Royal Hawaiian Country Club. There's an 11:50 and a 1 p.m. At McKenna, there's an 8:32 and a 9:52 and a 10:40. At 8:32, maybe just a little bit difficult to get to unless you're right around the corner. Makalei, there's a 10:12, 11:24, and a 12:20. The Makalei Summer Tournaments continue. You should get involved. Makalei has a lot of great club activity. I mean, and you don't have to be a part of the club if you're not a club person, but you can go and play whenever you feel like it in some of the events that they put on. That's what I mean by club activity. Volcano was a fabulous 55 degrees this morning. There's a 10:06, a 10:30, and an 11:12. At Poipu, there's an 11:20, a 12:30, a 1:30, and that's where the Nike and Adams Golf Demo Day is, from 10 until 2 o'clock. So may you all hit the sweet spot every time when you go out to play around the golf. And it was going to be a beautiful day today with partly cloudy skies. That means it's going to be mostly sunny. The clouds are going to be high, and the wind will be about 15 to 25 miles per hour. You think maybe that I should have asked if that Golf Logics, if I can hold up that app and it'll tell me what direction the wind is coming from, so I don't have to pull the grass up. I love watching guys do that. It's like it changes all the time. We've got Pacific Links Hawaii staging and serving as the title sponsor for the new Pacific Links Hawaii Championship. That's going to be on September 10th to the 16th at Kapolei. We were talking with Jadon Blake just a little while ago about it. And something else that's going on, that's going to be at Kapolei, but they're having a Ko'olina. Scott Simpson, of course, a Champions Tour player and winner of the 87 U.S. Open and Olympic Club, is putting on a free clinic and demo day at Ko'olina. TaylorMade will be there. It's a demo day and trunk show. It's on Wednesday, September 19th. That demo day from 3 to 6. Gosh, I could get there if I get to. And the clinic's from 4 to 5. Wednesday, September 19th, Ko'olina Club Driving Range. Speaking of TaylorMade, It is time to call 808-296-5467 because we want you to win your very own Penta Pearls. Penta Pearls from TaylorMade. All you got to be is the ninth caller. It's really quite simple. 808-296-5467. Come on, William. Dial that number. All right, joining us now from Canada, we have Matt Pakala, Aimpoint Certified Instructor. He is there with Sophie Gustafson and teaching Aimpoint to Sophie. And they're underway right now. They're playing. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Good. All right.
Hey, can I hang up and call back to try to win those golf balls?
Oh, sure. What the hey, I'll find something to talk about. Did you hear anything about that new app from Golf Logics and Golf Digest?
I did. I caught the end of your conversation, too, and that sounds really, really cool.
Isn't that something?
I mean, very cool.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, you can, you know, when you walk away from... Now, this is only for people who want to be honest. If you just want to go home and go and forget the whole thing, that's good, too. You know, as long as you get out and play a round of golf. So, you're over at the CN Canadian Women's Open, and... Mm-hmm. You're teaching, but you're also and you're coaching. What I want to talk to you about is Ayaka Kaneko, Stephanie Kono, and Michelle Wee.
Mm-hmm.
All three of our players did not make the cut this weekend.
They did not.
It is tough being a professional golfer.
Yeah, you know it's really tough. Yeah, and until you come out here and spend some time and watch the level of talent from top to bottom worldwide, you don't realize it. And especially on the women's tour here, they hit the ball far. You know, I'm standing out there in the fairway and making sure that I'm out there at least 290, 300. So, you know, so there's not that chance you get hit by a ball because they're flying it out there 240, 250, 260. The longer ones are hitting it 290. You know, the difficulty on this golf course this week, though, wasn't necessarily the length. It's really the smaller greens. And then there's a half a dozen greens out there that have a lot of tilt in them. And it's something a little different for the players out here coming, certainly coming from Portland, which is a lot flatter out at Pumpkin Ridge. So I think that I was talking to, I think it was Stephanie yesterday afternoon, and she kind of chuckled and gave me that cheeky smile, that cute smile that she always gives when she speaks, and said, yeah, I four-putted a green out there.
Oh.
And but, you know, there's a couple of those greens that are just that steep. And so it's not that the green speeds are fast. It's just that they're steep, and so you get a downhill putt that just kind of gets away from you, and even you try to hit it soft, but it still goes.
Yeah, gravity takes over.
Yeah, so I think the putting has surprised a lot of girls this week.
That's hard. When you say she smiled, how are her spirits? And we don't get to talk much with her. She's busy. She's traveling. I can't imagine how expensive it must be to pursue this dream.
Yeah, it's rough. You know, every time I've seen her, let's see, I saw her in, I think, Arkansas earlier this year. I saw her down in Portland, and I saw her finish in Portland, and she had to get up and down to make the cut. She hit a perfect little pitch, and she was trying to land it in the rough, which she did, and it got stuck in the rough. And so then she had to make a 15-footer, and she just slid by the hole to make the cut. And she shot, that putt was for a 69 or 68. So, you know, that was a great round for her coming back after a 76. Now, anyone that knows Stephanie, she's a sweetheart. She's just a great, great girl. And she's struggling out here. You can see by her scores. But every time I see her, she's got nothing but smiles. And she says she's just trying as hard as she can. And I think she just needs to believe in herself and her talents because she's got all the talents in the world. We've all seen her play. And she showed that last week in Portland trying to make the cut there when she was on the number.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the greens got a few of the girls, and I think the greens got her a little bit this week. And so hopefully when she gets back, she's going to take some time off here in Honolulu. We can spend some time with Jerry King and myself and get her out on the golf course and hit a few putts and dial her back in. But she's got it all there. Ayaka's been hitting it great. I think she had tweeted on Facebook that she had 7 3 putts in 2 days, and that's hard to deal with. But again, it's the greens, and so hopefully she'll keep her head up and keep going. She's been hitting the ball well. And I didn't get a chance to watch Michelle this week, but she played pretty good that first round. You know, she finished tied second last year, right? And then
yeah.
she won the year before.
Yep. No.
So I was expecting her to kind of just breeze around this place because it is so short. But I think her driver was a little crooked. I spoke to a couple of the volunteers. They said she hit a couple of crooked ones, and maybe that might have caused it. But I wasn't out there watching her.
You know, so, people who have a nice bank account, and talking earlier, you know, money can really affect your decision making in golf, right? I mean, if
absolutely.
You're handed $1 million, maybe you will go pro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, how often are you going to be given $1 million? And if you want to pursue this career, and you don't, you know, you can't always be expecting mom and dad to help. I mean, at some point you feel you don't want to ask anymore.
No, exactly.
Right? So,
yeah.
When,
you know, a lot of the players out here and a lot of the players that I've seen over the years, you know, we're not short of talent. Generally what happens is players don't have the money to stay out there to put the reps in and the time in to get the playing experience and to be on the road. So a lot of times you'll see players get out and they'll get their card and they're out there their rookie season and it's like a shock. They're seeing the courses for the first time and they're playing against veterans that have seen these courses 5, 6 to 20 times. And so that's tough. And so and they're getting used to being on the road. So Stephanie and Ayaka, you know, being new rookies with you know, probably not a whole ton of sponsorship. Sponsorship levels are different out here too. You know, the big money, you just don't see it as much out here as you'd see it on the PGA Tour for the sponsorships. So, you know, I hope that's something that's changing. You know, and talking to Sophie about it, I think she finished tied for 20th, or right, tied for 18th at Ko'olina this year. And I said, so how's it with the sponsors and stuff? And she said, well, gosh, you know, I made more in that tournament than I do, you know, from my sponsors, you know, sometimes put together. And
wow.
That was a surprise to me.
And that is a big surprise. If I may,
yeah.
Just real quick, I forgot to do this. KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM 1 Princeville. Yeah, I don't think we realize. We always look at the PGA Tour. Everything
yeah.
is based, you know, and they're making tons of money on the PGA Tour. They make more money in sponsor deals than they do on the course. And here
yeah.
they're making more on the purse than they do on sponsor deals. And the purse on the LPGA Tour, and I'm going to use a word that I don't mean it derogatorily, it's a pittance compared to what they're making on the PGA Tour.
And yeah, it's definitely different, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And
you know,
go ahead.
Yeah, something you know, I want to make sure to put out there, especially being here at the CN Canadian Women's Open and having been to, you know, half a dozen events this year. The sponsors and the title sponsors and supporting sponsors of the events, they do a fantastic job helping the girls with courtesy cars, you know, good buffet food. So, you know, the girls can dine here, and they've got the cars and transportation and all these things set up to help them with their expenses.
Cool.
So the girls that are rookies and having, you know, that difficult time and don't have the big sponsorship money, say like Michelle or some of the top players, you know, I need to say that the tournaments really do a fantastic job. The LPGA does a fantastic job doing whatever they can, wherever they can, to help support the younger girls, which I think is great. And that's something that I didn't realize until I spent more time out here and saw just what they do behind the scenes to help them out.
I'm glad you told me, because
yeah.
I didn't know that either, and I was more concerned about, you know, it's not easy traveling. And
yeah.
most of us could barely, you know, afford to go to a hotel, rent a car, and feed ourselves for a week from vacation, let alone make that a part of our, you know, having what we have to do every day.
And they do a good job with housing, too. You know, if players want to stay in a hotel, which they can do that, but the LPGA Tour also helps players, especially younger players, to get housing and a lot of folks give up their homes or their apartments or condos to let players stay there. So they can, I mean, that's huge savings, especially for younger players. And it's also a way for players to kind of make connections out there on tour. And, you know, like for Sophie, I know that she stays in housing in maybe half the events or so. And so she's got, now she's been out here 16, 17 years. So she's got longtime friends now that she goes and visits in each one of these towns and stays in their home. And it's kind of like having family out there. So that also helps the girls out there that are traveling alone to really have a sense of, I guess, place wherever they go over the years.
That's fabulous.
That's also, yeah, and then the LPGA kind of, you know, vets out all the housing, and they do a great job with that too, which is something that I didn't realize they did so much of, which is great.
I'd like to thank Bob for listening in Kailua and being a winner of the TaylorMade Penta Pearls. Let's give away some TaylorMade Oh, rocket balls. The number is 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. We're going to take, can we take a real quick break, Chaz, before we do? And what I'd like to do is talk about the mental game coaching, and what it's like when you're teaching somebody while they're on tour, while they're in a competitive event, and how much time it takes to take what you tell somebody kind of and put that into the process. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal. That's Alakai Mechanical.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Oh, welcome back. And if you're ringing, I can see the phone's ringing. We've got our winner. Thanks so much. And, of course, we'll have more TaylorMade Penta and Rocket Balls for you next weekend. We're talking with Matt Pakala, certified aim point instructor, and he teaches. He's out right now at the CN Canadian Women's Open in Canada, teaching Sophie Gustafson, coaching. The totally different, right? Coaching and teaching.
Yeah, totally different.
Yeah, so
and one and the same. It just depends on your perspective and I guess the semantics of it, right?
Right. Well, when you're teaching, you're more actively engaged and you're showing somebody what they're doing. When you're coaching, you're more giving them ideas, reminders. That's kind of the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
When you take a student on, and congratulations, Don, of Kapolei, like, you are the winner. How long can that student expect to take the information and then put it into their game plan, into their game, so they can actually use it?
You know, I've seen it. It really depends on the player and it depends on the personality. I think when you start getting involved with the mental game with a player, one of the things I try to look at is who they are, you know, how they got where they are, and not just as a player, but just as a person. You know, some of the things that affect them, some of their sensitivities. You really got to get that relationship established with a player. And that's important because you need to have a trust relationship with any player that you're working with. And once you have that established, then your player can trust the things that you're coaching them on, and you can trust them that they're being honest with their feelings and what they're thinking and what's going on in their head. It's hard to teach or coach someone if they aren't communicating as clear as they can to what's really happening. You know, what's happening when they're inside the ropes and they're feeling what they're feeling, what's their body going through, and only then can you kind of step out back and say, hey, let's make a plan. This is what we're going to do, and then you head down that road. Now, some players react to that almost immediately, and some players take some time. I know of working with older players that have been out here, sometimes you deal with some scar tissue, you know, some missed putts or things over the years, you know. But then, again, with some of those better veteran players, they've also got all those positive things that have happened. Otherwise, they wouldn't still be out here. So you've got to be able to sort through, this isn't the greatest word, but sort through the baggage and pick out all the gems and all the great memories and the things that made them great, that they made them feel good, that gave them the confidence and the optimism and gave them that enjoyment for what they're doing. You pull those things out and kind of dismiss and learn from the others, but let them go. You know, you got to let the other stuff go. Younger players, sometimes it takes them longer. Some younger players I've seen, you know, within weeks start to put it in action. They get excited about it. They see nothing but the positive. They don't have any scar tissue, and they jump right in. I know I see that a lot with my boys over at Punahou. You know, they work hard. We talk at the beginning of the year, and we talk about trust, and we talk about being a team, and we talk about working together and helping each other become better, creating a good competitive environment and a good, healthy learning environment. And then from that, you know, the kids can grow. And so there's kind of a difference in depending on the player, right? A couple things that, you know, I don't have any money on any of these things, so this doesn't do anything for me, but a couple great books for some of the golfers out there. One is titled SCORE. It's an acronym for self-discipline, confidence, optimism, relaxation, and enjoyment. It's written by Jim Fannin. He's one of the best mental coaches out there.
He's been on the show. Yes, he's
good friend of Jerry King's too. Great mental coach. And the book is fantastic.
SCORE.
And what he talks about in that book is if you take self-discipline, which is, you know, putting yourself out there to practice, confidence in your abilities, optimism, basically being optimistic about the future and what's coming, relaxation, having a certain level of relaxation and dismissing the anxiety, and then enjoyment. You know, he talks about combining all those things together and finding the right level depending on your personality so you can kind of find that zone. He calls himself the zone coach. That's a great book. Another book that's not really focused on sports, on the sports mental coaching, but it's more of a life coaching type kind of book, but you can apply it, I think, to any situation that I love. It's called The Four Agreements by John Miguel Ruiz, R-U-I-Z. And basically the four agreements are being impeccable with your word. And that means, you know, when you say something out loud, you know, be careful what you say, because as soon as you put it out there, whether you mean it or not, you've put it out there. And your subconscious mind, when you say, oh, you idiot, you know, you shouldn't have done that, your subconscious mind stores that away, and you're just reminding yourself that you're an idiot that day. And you know what? Your subconscious mind doesn't care. It doesn't care when it's going to bring that out. Usually your subconscious mind will go, oh, you want to see idiot? Let me show you idiot. Step up to the next tee box, and I'll show you idiot. Next thing you know, you're snap hooking it out of bounds. Right, so that's important, being impeccable with your word. The other thing is, don't take anything personally from anything anyone says or anything that happens. You can't take it personally. It is what it is. It happened. Okay, there we go. That's what it is. And then move on. Don't assume anything is a third agreement. Don't make assumptions. Assumptions always lead us down a bad road. Assumption usually leads to gossip or, you know, mistruths or things like that. So you don't want to assume anything. And then finally, the last agreement, which is great, is just try your best. If you try your best at all three of those things and you try your best in whatever you do, it's pretty hard to fail in your own mind. And so that's another book that just for life is great, but also it's great and it applies to golf. So those are two books that I really like. I read everything. But what it comes down to with players is they got to believe what they're working on. They got to love what they're working on, and they got to enjoy what they're doing. And when that stuff starts to come together, the game becomes a game for them again, and they stop thinking about cuts. They stop thinking about the money. They stop thinking about all that kind of stuff.
That's the only...
Stuff is just noise.
Yes.
All that other stuff is just noise.
Exactly. It's the only way you can actually succeed.
Yeah, it seems... It's so weird, but you hear players say it all the time. Hey, you know, I had so much fun out there. Really? Of course you had fun. You're playing good golf. So it's a chicken and egg thing. You know, what's going to come first? Are you going to start having fun, or are you going to wait till the good golf comes? I tell people, it's a sport. You're playing golf. You should be having fun, and the good golf will come. But a lot of players out there, they don't start having fun until the good golf comes. And that's a tough road to hoe, because sometimes the good golf doesn't come for a while. And then you're miserable, and then it just, the beast kind of feeds itself this misery, and then you just go down this road of negativity and mistrust and disbelief, and that's a hard hole to get out of out here, especially when it's your livelihood.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I mean, that really sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah, hopefully I made some sense there. I kind of threw it at you really quick.
No, you made lots of sense, and I really appreciate your input on the show this morning. It's been great talking with you, Matt Pakala. I'm looking forward to getting out there on the greens with you, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I love putting. I get home tonight, late.
Let's turn the lights on
and go putt.
It's one of my favorite things to do. I got to wrap up the show. Thanks for being on it.
Hey, thanks, Danielle, and a shout-out, and thanks to the LPGA for letting me use the media center here, and
yay,
thank you to the CN Canadian Women's Open, who have been fabulous hosts this week, and they've got so many volunteers doing such a great job, and then all the players for being so nice to me out here while I'm out here stepping in their lines on the putting green.
Aloha, Matt. Thanks.
Thank you.
And thank you for making the golf club possible. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature, the design of Robert Trent Jones, Jr., bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection for property threat, risk assessment, protection for your home, for your business, for your special event. Get the Star Team on your property. Discount Furniture Warehouse. Yeah, find them online, HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com. Check it all out and then go down and buy. This is the showroom, 345 Nimitz, next to Floridec, and they're right there by Bunk Beds Hawaii. You can't miss it on Nimitz Highway. Lots of parking. Discount Furniture Warehouse, where prices are so low, it's insane. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. Make sure you get them on your team, because service and taking care of the system you've got is what it's all about. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2012.